Good evening. I'm calling the meeting to order for the Eastern Lancaster County School Board of Directors for the month of October. To begin, we have a moment of silence and pledge led by Mr. Wenzel.
Okay, thank you. Please rise for the moment of silence followed by the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome to our October board meeting. Do I have are there any agenda modifications? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved by Brian. Second by Brian.
Got that? Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The agenda is approved for the evening. Moving ahead to Student of the Month presentation. Dr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Dahl. Appreciate the time to come before the board this evening. Just wanted to introduce our Students of the Month for the month of September. Our trait of the month was that of leadership. So the individuals that I'll be introducing to you tonight have been obviously noticed by their teachers and their peers as someone who presents leadership qualities and leadership skills on a consistent basis. So I'm going to introduce the ones that have shown up this evening. So I'd like to start off with our senior student of the month. Alan, if you don't mind standing up and going over to Dr. Snipkowski to receive your certificate and medal. Alan is is the son of Brad and Sharon Crock of Narvon. Alan has taken several AP courses, maintained honor roll status since middle school. He is also a member of our cross country team, our track and field team, NHS, marching band, concert band, and jazz band, and he is looking to enter the Naval Academy upon graduation. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Crock.
Congratulations.
Our junior student of the month is Caitlin Davis. Caitlin, if you don't mind going over to Dr. Snipkowski. Caitlin is the daughter of Dana and Michael Davis of East Earl. Caitlin has taken several honors courses and received honor roll since middle school as well. She is also a member of our cheerleading squad, where she is the captain. She's a member of TSA, class council, our yearbook club, and an inductee of our National Honor Society as well. Caitlin Davis. Unfortunately, our 9th and 10th grade students of the month could not be here. Rebecca Gortman is our freshman student of the month. Rebecca is the daughter of Gina and Vladimir Gortman of Narvon. Rebecca has received honor roll since middle school as well and is involved in our Youth Alive Club. And then Elizabeth Matsenka is our sophomore student of the month. She is the daughter of Colleen Christ of New Holland and Kevin Matsenka. Elizabeth is a member of our cheerleading squad and president of the class of 2025. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Dr. Mike, you want to say something?
Sure. Well, once again, congratulations to our award winners this evening, especially when we talk about the traits of leadership. We recognize it's not what you say, but what you do and what's noticed by the people around you. So congratulations on setting such a high bar for yourself as well as for others here at Garden Spot High School. And thank you for all your contributions to helping us be a wonderful school. Thank you.
Yeah. Again, I echo Dr. Mike's words. I was happy to be on honor roll for one quarter, so to hear that you're on honor roll since middle school is pretty impressive. Moving ahead to citizens' comments, we have a couple comments tonight. We ask that you come to the microphone, state your name and your residence. And just a reminder, we limit it to 5 minutes of time, which will be kept on the counter by our secretary. And again, we just ask that you keep it under the purview of the school board, and we'd be happy to listen. First up is Rosanna. And I apologize, I cannot. Martin.
Yeah.
Could have guessed that one. Sorry.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Yes, my name is Rosanna Martin. I live at 985 Sunset Avenue, New Holland, PA. I am here as a parent, not as a vice president of the Booster Club of the volleyball team, but just as a parent. So I'm here in support of Coach Lauren. I have a daughter who is a captain and starts varsity. I honestly really don't know what is going on, and I'm very upset about the whole situation and the lack of communication. Things that I do know is my daughter got called down to the school office on Wednesday when it's being questioned about Coach Lauren. Wednesday evening, our daughter came home from practice and said the AD came in at the end of the practice in front of the coaches and the players and said, due to unforeseen circumstances, Coach Lauren will not be able to coach tomorrow's game, which was their last in-season game. The AD said, if your parents have any questions, you are to come right to me, which is the AD. So Valerie came home and I started emailing the AD. I wanted to know why Coach Lauren was not able to coach, and we heard nothing. We heard nothing until late this afternoon. The email from the AD was so vague and answered none of my questions. Then I got an email from Coach Lauren saying she has been forced to resign, and I don't know why. I don't know what the reasoning is behind this. My husband and I have been to every game, home and away. We have seen Lauren give high fives coming off the court to the girls. We've seen her encouraging the girls in a calm manner, never yelling. My daughter said, yes, she's a tough coach, but in a good way. I'm not at practices, so I don't know what goes on there, but during all the games, she has been a wonderful coach. I was at my son's volleyball game. He plays in college for volleyball, and I was talking to one of the parents, and he's like, man, I heard you guys have an awesome volleyball coach. I'm like, yeah, we do. He's like, she was in the runner for the top three at Lebanon Valley, and we are lucky enough to have her as a coach. So I would appreciate some answers and more clarification of why she was forced to step down. I want to know, did you interview more than three players? Did you interview all the coaches or any of the coaches? Did you talk with them, and did you talk with more than three parents? Did you even talk with Lauren and hear her side? Maybe if I would have gotten the answers from the AD, and I wouldn't be here tonight, but I really would appreciate if I would get some answers on why she was let go or forced to step down. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Valerie Martin.
Hello, my name is Valerie Martin, and I live at 985 Sunset Avenue, New Holland. I'm an outside hitter, and I'm also a captain of the volleyball team. I played volleyball for 3 years under Coach Lauren and Coach Matt. I just wanted to share my experiences with the coaches. All of the statements and feedbacks towards me were positive, and obviously some of them were a little tough, but I needed it, and it made me grow as a player and helped me improve. I feel like Laura not only made me better as a volleyball player, but as an actual person. She would always check in with me on how school was going, how academics was, and she's just a really good coach. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next up is Roy Hoover.
I'm Roy Hoover from 668 South Kinzer Avenue, New Holland, and I have a daughter in 11th grade. And thank you for board members for serving our community in this way. I know you don't often get a lot of thank yous, mostly complaints, and so I unfortunately have one of those as well. But I would like to thank the student representatives for bringing up the Chromebook issue at the last board meeting. My daughter is in 11th grade. She came into 9th grade and received a Windows laptop with OneDrive, Microsoft Office applications, and learned how to use those, saved her documents to OneDrive, which is Microsoft's cloud service but integrates with Windows, so it's kind of a seamless experience. Last year, we received the ECF survey at home and filled it out. My wife and I had some questions about the wording of some of the questions on that survey. We filled it out anyway, the best way we knew how. And we're informed that my daughter was going to receive a Chromebook because of the ECF survey. Last year, when my daughter was offered that Chromebook when they came in the fall, maybe in November, December, she said that she would like to keep the Windows laptop. She did that through the end of the school year, and then at the end of the school year, turned it in to tech as per protocol. And then this year, when she went to get her laptop, she was given a Chromebook and said that there was no option to go back to the Windows laptop. So the transition from a Windows laptop with all the Office applications and integrated cloud storage is very different from a Chromebook. And I'm not sure what information was given to students on how to move documents over from OneDrive or how to access them or how to kind of live in this new environment. But the loss of those local applications, Word and Excel primarily, and PowerPoint, as well as easy access to her all of her documents from her first 2 years of high school on OneDrive has been somewhat traumatic. So presently, from what I understand, some students in 11th grade have Windows laptops and some have Chromebooks. My understanding is that if ECF kind of never happened, if that money wasn't available for new devices, that everyone in 11th grade would still have their Windows laptops. I have not been able to confirm that. I haven't gotten answers back on that. So perhaps we just checked the wrong box on the survey that resulted in that. I'm not sure why some students have Windows laptops or were able to keep their Windows laptops and why some were forced over to Chromebooks. But I would request, as the students did last month, that if there's any way that you can offer an option for students that were moved over to Chromebooks in 11th grade. I think there's one other grade that might be involved there as well. But any students that were moved over to Chromebooks be given the option to return to their laptop, Windows laptop, if they would so choose. My understanding is that if, like I said, if ECF had not happened, that she would have been able to keep that Windows laptop through graduating at the end of next year. So I just ask you to consider that, and if there's any way to make that happen, please do. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Kayla Kaufman.
Hi, I'm Kayla Kaufman from 1157 Weewitch Street, and I am a captain and setter on the volleyball team. I've been playing under Matt and Lauren for 2 years. Throughout my experience while playing for them, I experienced nothing but positive and uplifting feedback. Although some feedback may have been tough, they knew it would only help me and benefit me to become a better player. Not only did playing for them develop my development as a volleyball player, they also helped me become a better person to my teammates and better student and a better person to students around me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, Chloe Grady.
Hello, my name is Chloe Grady. I'm from 55 Dawkins Drive, East Earl, PA. I'm an outside hitter on the girls' volleyball team, and I've been playing under Coach Matt and Coach Lauren for 4 years. As long as they have been there is how long I've been playing under them. I want to talk about my experiences with Coach Matt and Coach Lauren. I'm the only senior on the team, as well as a captain. Lauren was always positive and had a positive impact on me. She's a tough coach, but that is what a coach's job is made for, and it helped me be a better player. This season, we had trouble coming together as one team, and Lauren noticed that we had multiple meetings with the captains and team. We started to come together as a team eventually, and I'm not sure why she was asked to step down, because she really made an impact on me, and yeah.
Thank you. Next up, I have two names on this one. James and... All right. There's two names on this card. I'm not sure if you both want to speak or if just one. I have James and Karen Heckler. Just James, I'm guessing. Got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
James and Karen Heckler, 10 Greensway, Denver, Pennsylvania. Came here to speak about Coach Lauren and Coach Matt from the volleyball team. Also want to ditto what Mr. Hoover said. Our daughter Megan is a sophomore. She plays on the volleyball team. We've had, again, similar positive experiences with Coach Lauren and Coach Matt. We know there were some issues that were raised at the end of last season. There was a parent meeting at the end of the year that Coach Lauren and Matt attended and hosted. There was not much resolution during that meeting. We reached out subsequent to that meeting and had a one-on-one meeting between Karen and I and Matt and Lauren. They were very open, very forthcoming, were able to give us their perspective and their side of the story, which was very, very different than the picture that was being painted during the parent meeting. That was an eye-opening moment for us. Again, we feel like there have been decisions made, and it is very unclear what process, has there been any due process, what steps have been followed, who has been talked to, what other people have been reached out to give their side. Our daughter, Megan, has had nothing but a positive experience with everyone on the coaching staff here at Garden Spot. We are aware that there are other people who potentially have had some concerns with different members of the coaching staff at different points in time. But our overall experience has been very positive, and the feedback that we offered at our individual one-on-one meeting, we can see that they've made an effort to improve the communication and work on the issues that we raised and addressed. We're very satisfied with the job that they've done on a coaching perspective. There's also a significant concern for ourselves, as well as I'm sure for a lot of the other parents on the volleyball team. Not sure if you're aware, there is a expectation for a lot of the girls to participate in a club volleyball program throughout the year during the off season. That program runs somewhere between $1,200 to $2,000 per student. That's a significant expense, so we would like more clarity about what is the future of the volleyball program here at Garden Spot. Who are our coaches going to be for the next year? We understand that if there's a transition, we have to get through our postseason for this year, but we'd also like as much clarification as you're able to provide as far as what the process is going to be for finding a new coach, if that is, in fact, the direction that we're going ahead. Tryouts for club volleyball are going to start as soon as regular season is over. So it will be end of October, beginning of November. Understanding that if we're searching for new coaching staff, we may not have that resolution that quickly, but still, we'd like to understand what that process is going to be, what steps are going to be involved. So, did I cover everything? I did good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Does anyone on the board or the administration have any comments regarding citizen comments tonight? Obviously, a lot of you spoke about a situation with volleyball, and because it is a personnel matter, we can't talk about specifics in a public setting. I know some of you are rolling your eyes at that, and I apologize, but if I was in my professional job, I wouldn't want my personnel to be discussed in this forum either. That being said, we will move on to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
And a second? I don't know who that was. Oh. I don't know if she actually... She cannot second an agenda.
No, non voting. Yeah.
I'll second.
Okay.
I'll
second. Throw us a curveball there. I like it. To be a policy. That's good. First and second. Any discussion? Nadine, is there anyone from the personnel report? Okay. Paul?
And I will abstain from voting on the personnel report item, as I am a volunteer coach and shouldn't vote for myself.
You have that in the minutes. All in favor of approval of the consent agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The consent agenda is approved. Having no action items, we'll move on to reports. Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau.
We did not meet this month. Our next meeting is November 9th.
Awesome. Lancaster, Lebanon, IU 13.
The Lancaster, Lebanon, IU met on October 12th in Mannheim, Pennsylvania at the one school. We approved payment of $16.4 million in invoices. We approved 17 new or additions to business service contracts. We approved 11 new or additions to existing early childhood and special education service contracts. We approved 3 new instructional services technology service contracts, and we approved 3 new human resources services contracts. We approved the resignation of 14 employees, termination of 2 employees, retirement of 2 employees. We approved 41 new hires, 44 change of positions or salaries, and approved 5 leave of absences. I gave the administration and each board member a copy of the board report and helping districts help students. If anyone has any questions, I will answer them now or get back to you with an answer.
Any questions for Mr. Irvin? Hearing none, moving ahead to Lancaster County CTC.
All right. I got a couple.
We have great enrollment. There is 130 students on the waiting list for CTC. Now, that goes across the entire kind of spectrum. So depending on which program kids are entering in and what they want to do and the level of things. But there is 130 students. So enrollment is extremely high and favorable. The other thing I wanted to mention was last week was a Fly on the Run reception for everybody who participated in Fly on the Run. Specifically, Fly on the Run this coming year is going to be May 3rd and 4th. For those who don't know what that is, it is a major fundraiser for the Lancaster County CTC fundraising piece of but basically the aspect of raising the money to support the students and everything that's there. Over last year, this year, $243,000 was raised. Specifically, Fly on the Run raises about $120 to $140 each year. So it's a major piece of it. So if you want more information about that, just let me know. And what it goes towards, scholarships for students who graduate, equipment for those students as well in the CTC as well. Also, this Thursday is CTC's board retreat that I'll be going to, which just brings a deeper kind of connection to everybody that is part of that program. That's CTC. I'll move on to legislative and let anybody has any questions there. Legislative, all I really wanted to focus was tomorrow specifically, got here somewhere, I've been tracking as much as I can with the charter school reform information. Tomorrow, there is a charter school reform appeal board via Zoom that I'll be going on and watching and seeing what goes on there. Basically, they're going to be talking about all of the charter schools that are trying to become charter schools going into next year. Some of them have appeals because they were either denied or they have appeals because they were granted and somebody's appealing to saying they shouldn't have it. But I'll kind of report back what happens there. As well, I know that I had mentioned last time, I do have confirmation that I am having breakfast and or lunch with Senator Ryan Aument and Scott Martin, separate times. I'll report back any major information, or if you will have anything specific you want me to ask them, please let me know. Our president, Jonathan, is potentially coming with me on one or two of them. And the last one on legislative was go vote. November 8th, if you haven't already, I already have because I will not be in town. Please go vote. It is a great honor to do so. And PDE specifically to you high school seniors or juniors, if you're able to vote, you can go register. And the school, I didn't send it yet to Mr. Sanger, but I will, that registers the most that are able to register. I think it's 85% win accolades and all this kind of stuff. So there is a PDE thing that's out there for that. If you would allow me, I would also just like to mention on the PSBA side a few little things that kind of tie into that. From a leadership exchange that I go on each month, the next one is November 8th, actually, but I just came off of one. The other thing is, if everybody knows, we're all automatically part of PSBA when you become a board member. One of the things that Pennsylvania did this past year was we pulled from the National School Boards Association. We joined what is called now COSBA. So it's a consortium of school board associations. There's about 20 states that have done that. They pulled from National School Board Associations. So tracking with some of that and the inaugurational conference that's happening down in Florida next year to see what classes and things are done there, as well as the Policy Institute, which I attended in person because I was asked to speak there back in September as well. Also, I would like to at least acknowledge that our secretary, Rebecca, is going to the School Board Secretaries Conference November 18th up in the Poconos. I appreciate that work that you do, Rebecca. Is it not in the Poconos? Mechanicsburg. Okay. Maybe you'll get to Poconos eventually, right? Mechanicsburg, Poconos, whatever. And that's what I've got. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Any questions for Mr. Conroy? Hearing none, we'll move ahead to the student.
I'm sorry, John. One second. Mr. Conroy, I did have a question about the CTC report. The 130 students who are on the waiting list, is that across a wide variety of subjects, or are there concentrations?
Yeah, I mean, there are concentrations. I mean, right now, it's interesting how they kind of do their gauge on what programs they should keep and what should they get rid of. Right now, welding is huge. I mean, that's probably the biggest one. And their biggest struggle is whether or not to take juniors and seniors or just seniors, because again, of where they're located, whether it's Brown, Towns, Willis Street, or Mount Joy, that becomes the issue. So it is over a wide range, but there are some concentration each year being different. This year being welding is one of them. They had one of the most of 31, and 52 was in something else. I'd have to see which one that one was, but yeah, so it is kind of spread, but they're sometimes each year different.
Does CTC, at one point, I think they were offering some post-grad stuff. Does that still exist?
Yeah, they do. So they have their adult learning education, which is consistently growing each year. And it is a moneymaker. I mean, it is something that people are paying for to get that training. And that is seeing numbers also rise tremendously. So it's CTC of Lancaster is definitely, I think there were 63 in the state, and they are top ranked when it comes to what we're doing. I also became just recently part of a committee there that is legislative committee type of policy to say, hey, what can the state do to help the CTC to grow, right? Whether that's building funds, material, and things like that. So it is consistently growing and including the adult education portion.
That's great. Thanks. Yep.
I have a quick question,
yeah.
Brian, based on what other Brian said. I know when I was on the CTC board, we were working on the welding pilot program. I was just wondering, I know it started this year, like, how's it going?
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, that is just taken off, like, yeah. I said. I mean, the welding piece is, for whatever reason, and the postgraduates of getting jobs is high, which kind of correlates to the fundraising, the fly on the run, and all of that, because if they need grants for certain things, if they're going to go into an accelerated program after high school, if they're a senior. But yeah, it's a huge popular section of CTC right now. Yep.
I know. I just was, you know, since I'm not on the board anymore, I don't get to find out things.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
but
huge.
I figured the pilot program would have been going well. So yep. I just wanted to check. Good.
Any other questions for Mr. Conroy? If not, we'll head to the student representatives with some New Holland Farmer Fair royalty, I think. Are you going first?
He's
going to go first. Yeah. So, Mr. Watt, you want to go ahead and present your report?
Yes, I will. Overall, I think it's been a good month for Garden Spot. Homecoming week was the 3rd through the 8th of this month. It was a pretty fun week. We celebrated through theme day, such as USA theme day, anything but a backpack and a pink gown on Friday. The homecoming dance was the 8th, and I went and I had a really good time. And Dr. Sanger, his quote over the night was, it's really great to see students in a different light, you know, not stressing over tests and homework and every project that they have. NHS inductions, or National Honor Society, was the 4th of this month, and 32 learners got inducted up between the class of 2023 and 2024, and I think that's the highest it's been in a very long time. So congratulations to all those learners. FFA heads FFA Grassland. Heads to Nationals in Indianapolis next Tuesday with their advisor, Miss Beam. So best of luck to all those heading out, including our very own Kendall Motes. The PSAT takes the 25th of this month. All juniors have to take it, and some sophomores can take it if they want to. November 17th is FAFSA night, or free application for federal student aid. This is the night that students can apply for financial aid, and the guidance office runs that event. Chromebooks, I have followed up with our head of the tech department, Mr. Lotsey Wooden. And I'm still trying to plan a meeting with him to follow up, like, all of the questions I have for Chromebooks. Sports, football is 6-2 with two away games left, and it looks like they're going to be making it to the playoffs. So best of luck to them. Boys soccer went 7-8-2. Girls soccer went 3-13. Girls volleyball is 8-8. Girls tennis went 3-9. Field hockey is 14-3, and they just played a game out there. And the way when I left, it looks like they were winning, so that was good. So the boys and girls cross country both went 3-4, and the league meet is tomorrow at Ephrata. Some learners I would like to give a shout out to are Melanie S. and Zane Coffin for winning homecoming king and queen. Our high school band won first place at the Ephrata Fair, so that was a great accomplishment for us. Mr. Herr's art one class in the middle school, he said that they made some really great art and sent it out to some of the administration and faculty, and I saw it, and it was really great. So if you want to see it, just send him an email. I think the students really like that. And another shout-out to Kendall Motes for winning Fair Queen. That's all I have, and I will report more on Chromebooks next month.
Awesome. Thank you.
Quick question, actually. In regard to the Google Chromebooks, I know someone asked a question about that earlier, too. Are the Google Chromebooks that the students have gotten this year, are they new Google Chromebooks, or are these repurposed from yesteryear?
I don't know that, but all I know is that it's been harder. A lot of teachers I've talked to, they've said that it feels like we're going backwards in technology because all of a sudden half the class can't do assignments. We can't download Word documents. In my science class, used to be able to connect our computers to microscopes and take pictures and really evaluate. Now, we can't do that anymore. All of a sudden, lessons feel more spaced out and sporadic, not as more controlled, because the teacher all of a sudden is like, oh my gosh, half the class can't do this assignment, or we can't do this lab, we can't do this project.
So the question I had a 10th grader talk to me, and he said that he actually knows he has the exact same Google Chromebook from when he was in 5th or 6th grade. And I wasn't sure if that was true or not. What was your perspective?
I believe that is the case then. But I don't remember what the specific Chromebook I had. It most likely probably was then.
Okay.
So, and if that's the case, then that would really stink for us. So.
Yes, it would. Thank you. Go for it.
Oh, okay, I didn't know. Good evening, everybody. This past month, I took a deeper dive into the elementary schools, and I was able to speak with 18 learners. I spoke with 2 second graders, 2 fourth graders, and 2 sixth graders about their experiences at each of their elementary schools, New Holland, Brecknock, and Blue Ball. To start with our second graders at the elementary schools, all of the 6 that I had talked to said they loved their specials, art and PE being their favorite. The learners said that they felt safe in school. One stated, "I know everything about the classroom and school, so I know I'm pretty safe." I can also agree with this learner that our district does do an amazing job at drills and assemblies to make sure our learners know what to do in case of an emergency. I asked these learners at the end of our meeting, if they had a genie in a bottle, what would they change? And the response was a garden at school and stairs for the monkey bars. All the other students said they wouldn't change anything. Our fourth graders had a little more to say. They really enjoyed all the hands-on activities their teachers would conduct and also their brain breaks. Majority of them said that they love the content their teachers are teaching and even said it's hard to pick a favorite teacher. They are also sweet. The Bulldog 200 Club came up again when speaking to learners at Brecknock, and they love the incentives that come with it. I was so happy to hear from learners that they love it too. I asked these kids about the genie in the bottle, and the one response was that they wish they switched classes for English and math rather than stay in the same class all day. Lastly, our sixth graders. They all love the opportunities that they have at their disposal, from iSpartan to clubs, and how even their lunch is set up. They feel as though they have many chances to mingle with their classmates and to learn. One student said that throughout her 6 years, her teachers have always improved things, whether that is behavior or the way they are being taught a subject. Safety Patrol is also very popular, and a student said that the little kids always look up to us. If they had a genie in the bottle, 2 students said that they would bring back traditional snow days where they didn't have to do work online. Lastly, I would like to thank the principals and teachers for letting these learners meet with me during the school day. It was very appreciated, and all of the kids are amazing. This concludes my October report.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Motes?
I'm going to mention, I appreciate the report, and you made me remember that I wanted to tell everybody else that I did talk to the superintendent and our president that I'm looking forward to being at Blue Ball all day as a volunteer on the 25th of September. So I'm sure I'll see everything you said in person, and I appreciate that. Thanks.
Any other questions for the student reps? Hearing none, we'll move to the superintendent report. Dr. Mike.
Okay, so I have 2 things, but I did want to just go back briefly to Mr. Ramsey because the athletic ticket prices and passes that was passed in consent, it's a little different than it was when we talked about community hall. I just want to make sure the community understood what was going to be happening.
Yeah, thank you. As you recall, last week we did talk about having Garden Spot Elanco's district students to get in free with their passes. So what you approved this evening is that Elanco students will get in free with their student ID. I did talk with the tech department. Currently, the elementary students don't have student IDs per se. They keep them at school. We're going to print a set for the students, and then each school, elementary school, will send them home with a letter explaining what they can use it for. Therefore, with the full pass options, we no longer need the student pass, which really, in essence, knocks out the family pass. So we just have, for full pass options, we have $50 for the full year. And again, what we're going to do, as we talked about, is we will prorate that for this year, 2/3. And then we also added a senior citizen full-year pass at $30. So those are the changes from what we had. But again, students that are K to 12 in our district get in free with their ID.
Thank you. We should have pulled that out as an action item, so I apologize. But I do applaud the idea of not charging our students to see their peers play in sports. I think it's one of the small things we can do. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that nets out.
Okay, so now to my report. I have a statement that I need to read from PSBA. PSBA has a program called their Honor Roll Program. And when school directors reach 8 years of service, they are presented with an honor roll certificate, and then they get one every 4 years after that. And then finally, after 24 years of service, they receive a plaque in honor of their service. So a brief statement from PSBA, and then I'll present the certificate to the deserving board member. School directors today have a more challenging job than ever before in our complex society. As unpaid volunteers, they give their personal time to guiding the education of our youth. The honor roll is the association's way of saying thank you to those individuals who exemplify leadership and statesmanship, giving unselfishly of their time and talents for the future of our public schools and contributing to their local communities. And the certificate that we received is for 8 years of service to school director Dina Mayo. So now, my actual report, today is the day after Bosses Day. And so I wanted to take a moment to my 9 bosses who represent our entire community and just say thank you for your support of what we're doing here as a school district. The larger sense, the community as a whole, thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve your children. It's our responsibility to serve you and work in partnership with you to do the best we can for your children. And I think every one of us comes to school every day excited to have an opportunity to do that. So thank you. There's been a lot written lately, statewide as well as nationally, about education, gaps in education, and what was lost to learning during the course of the pandemic. I want to thank the board for this evening approving the comp plan, because the comp plan creates a very clear focus and direction for us to move forward as a district. I think having clear goals and outcomes is what we need as a district to continue moving forward. And I'm incredibly excited about what you approve, because it'll allow us to develop action plans, goals, and metrics that we're going to be able to use to drive learning forward in this district. So thank you for your time with that. And in closing, I'd like to extend my congratulations to all of our learners who've been involved in extracurricular activities, clubs, any of those things throughout the fall. Coming to school for a full day and devoting your time to the best you can be in the classroom, then staying for practice, and then maybe coming back and watching a classmate perform in an activity or a performance, a festival or an event, it can get draining, but it really says a lot about the learners we have in our district, that the amount that they put into not only their own development but also in support of others. To follow up on what was said earlier, our field hockey team did win tonight. They won 2-1, so they will be playing tomorrow in the semifinals for the league. They will be playing at Donegal at 5 o'clock. We're not yet sure who their opponent is, but that is really hot off the press. So over the next few weeks, if you have an opportunity to support any of our learners and the things that they're doing, we would encourage you to get out there and root them on. Thank you, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. The only other announcement I would have is there was a need for an executive session prior to this meeting for a personnel matter as well as a legal matter, and that happened prior to this evening. Are there any other announcements for the board or from the board? Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.